Okay, how would you say that? She went off playing instead of
helping me.
Okay, say the whole thing for me. She went off
to play instead of helping me.
Okay. And if a man is funny and you like him, you might say, he's clever and he says funny things.
Clever.
You might say, I like him.
Say he's friendly.
Okay. And what's the name of the biggest church? Which is the biggest church here in town?
Well, it goes in between First Baptist and First Methodist, but I also believe it's First Methodist.
Okay. And if two people become members of the church, you'd say, well, Sunday they
join the church.
And in church you pray to
God.
And if you heard somebody who talked ugly use God's name, how would they be likely to say it? If you heard somebody using it instead of saying, you know, like you are praying, they might use it in an uglier way.
I say they acted ugly.
Okay.
Like it is about preachers, you know. A lot of times they talk about preachers and they're not right. Mm. They're guilty of the same thing. The preacher brings up, they don't want to hear, they don't like it.
Sure. Okay, and you say, well, I enjoyed being at church. The preacher preached a
good sermon.
And a man might say, I go to church to hear the sermon. Another one say, well, I don't care anything about the sermon. I go to hear the
music.
Okay. And you might say, if you really enjoyed it, you might say, oh, that music is
so good.
Okay. And it was just beautiful. Okay. And if you had, so you were going to church and somebody came in and interrupted you, and then you hurry on out and you say, well, I've got to really hurry. Church will be over.
Be over before I get there.
Okay. And the opposite of God is called the
devil.
How's that?
Devil.
And what are some of the things that people used to talk about that they were frightened of that were not real, you know? They might see at night around a graveyard or in an old house. What'd they say? I don't want to go around there. There might be some...
What do you call that, man? Anyway, I know we've had niggas on our porch getting scared of the light in the cemetery next to us. Be scared, I'd say.
Sure. And what are the things that they're scared of? What do they call them?
Ghost.
Okay. Any other words you remember for ghosts that they might have said?
No, I don't.
Okay. And if a house is supposed to have ghosts in it, you say, don't go near that. It's a
ghost of hand.
Okay. Or did you ever hear haunted or handed?
Handed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you tell somebody that the weather's changing and it's getting, say, a little bit cold, you might say, better put a sweater on. It's getting...
getting cold.
Okay. It's getting... a little bit
chilly.
All right, rather, would you say?
Rather
chilly. Would you ever say it's getting rather chilly? Or a little bit chilly?
A little bit chilly.
Okay. And if someone wants you to go and you say, well, but you have a choice, you said, well, thank you, I'd...
can't go.
All right. Would you ever say, would you be like to say, I'd rather not go?
No, I never have said that to anybody. I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm. You don't use
rather? I say I can't go.
Okay. Would you...
I'd like to go.
Okay.
But can't.
All right. But do you ever hear anybody say, I'd rather not around here?
Rather not.
Oh, how's that?
Rather not.
Okay. And if a friend comes in and you haven't seen them for a long time, what do you say to them? How would you tell them about feelings, about seeing them? You might say,
glad to see them.
Okay.